تاریخ کے بنا ہوئے میں یہ وقت شاہ کے محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یعنی کسی صاحب کی ٹائٹل آپ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں ہے آج ویبسائٹ آف پٹینس آف سیڈنس فور دیٹ ہارٹ دیٹ ڈز ناٹ ریسیو دی لو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جتنے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ کا منہ میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے زہر بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
الحمد للہ والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء وعلى آلہ واصحابہ ومن والہ اس اشعار اس کلام از اشعار باور دادا شیخ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وچ حضرت سے دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں that neither the enjoyment of this world neither the enjoyment of the akhirah is given to that person whose heart has not been sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں that in the heart in the bosom of every individual if in our hearts we have put things other than Allah we have ghayrullah then we will never be able to enjoy the enjoyment of this dunya let alone the akhirah and our we have learned from our hadrat that it's ajeeb and ghareeb that people of the dunya they live it up in the dunya thinking that they are enjoying in the dunya but Allah ta'ala is saying even they don't have any benefit of the dunya don't have any enjoyment in the dunya and if you don't have Allah hadrat then mentioned آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا that oh Allah if you love us and if you shower us with your love this is your karam ya Allah this is not something that we can buy or purchase in the market and this is the ultimate factor of equality throughout the world that a person's financial status can go up and down a person's ability can go up and down
that the love that a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person is mukhlis, if a person has the ikhlas, he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will shower him with his love. وَرْنَا خَمْسَ عَلَيْكَ قَابِلْ نَهِي يَا اللَّهِ. We are not even capable of loving you, Ya Allah. We can love you as Allah wishes to be loved. صُحْبَتِ اَهْلِ دِلْ جِسْكُ فَائِنَا هُ. That person who has not sat in the company of the awliya, they will never be able to understand this love. And we should take qadr and understand that sitting in the companionship of the awliya of Allah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens these treasures and these minds to us. Uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person who is not connected with Allah, then nothing of his is real. Neither his love is real, neither his sadness and his worry is real. In reality, it's all fake. Because that thing that he loves today, he will love it tomorrow, he will love something else. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we have given our heart to Allah once, then there is no lack, we don't want anything else. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, that place, we should take this into our mind, that we are not reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are in those environments in which we are separate, we go there and we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's not a place for us to be. Hazrat says that, okay, manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That may be a destination, that may be something. People perhaps are willing, dying to attain this thing, attain that. As Hazrat mentioned, people go for holidays, and they think that going for holiday they will find their contentment, they will find their tranquility. But when they come back, then the same ghum, the same worries, the same stress takes them. So understanding that true happiness and contentment is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو دل اپنا جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. That person who has connected himself to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must understand that the result of that will be that that thing will betray him. As Umar radiallahu anhu says, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are such a people that Allah honored us through Islam. If we try and find izzat and honor through other than Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will abate us, Allah will disgrace us. And the same, if we try to find contentment and happiness in any way other than Allah, Allah Ta'ala will reject us. آفَقَاهُ بَسْ اور کسی کا نہ ہوں. Oh Allah, I'm only yours, I'm no one else. I have given myself to other people, I have given my heart to others, and all I have found is that they have rejected me, they have used me. And when the time has come now, they go their way. So Ya Allah, we give our hearts only to Allah. Koi lena nahi, koi mehmil nahi. None of these idols that we have brought into our hearts, none of these are our maqsood. Then Hazrat mentions that keh raha hai ye akhtar babam ke guhul. From the depths of one's heart, Hazrat is making a plea to all of us. Then listen up very attentively. بَهْلِ اُرْفَتْ كَا كُوِي كِنَارَ نَهِي. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no end. You will always find more and more enjoyment. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every second, single split second, Allah is in a new shan, Allah is in a new splendor, Allah ta'ala is in a new form of excitement for us to understand. We never grow tired of Allah, but we will grow tired of everything in this dunya. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.